really ensuring and helping school board members assure their communities that the most effective teachers are in the classroom. And some of the things that we might be looking at regarding that issue specifically is some flexibility around who can be in the classroom. Currently, if a school district wanted to offer to their students, maybe only a handful would be interested in taking Mandarin Chinese. The only way that that person can be teaching in a Wisconsin classroom if they're a certified Wisconsin teacher. The association and its members believe that a local school district should have the flexibility to work with perhaps a native Mandarin Chinese speaker, maybe to do a virtual class.
What about school funding as it pertains to the state level? You expect that to be a big issue in 2011?
Well, we certainly hope it is. And at the school board's convention in January, in fact, on Wednesday, January 19th, school board members from across the state will vote on a series of resolutions related to schools, and three of those resolutions will refer to the plan that Superintendent Tony Evers has put out, and so we look forward to that discussion. But some of the things that the superintendent has talked about that our members will discuss at the convention. One of them, for example, Superintendent Evers has said that student poverty should be a factor in the state aid payment formula. And that's one of the areas that our members will look at, and we are hoping that there will be a good, healthy discussion of what kind of changes need to happen in school funding, because for almost two decades now, schools have worked under revenue limits that really restrict the amount of revenue that they can use for educational purposes.
So what advice would you offer to the new governor and the new legislature as they assume power in just a few hours?
I think one of the most important things that they can do is to really talk to local school officials and also encourage local school officials to start and engage that conversation. Wisconsin has a long history and legacy of local control, and the belief that local elected officials really know what's best for their community. So I would ask the governor and the new legislature to make an effort to talk to local elected officials to get a better sense of what's happening in schools, and would encourage local school board members to in turn do the exact same thing, to make contact with their legislators and talk to the governor's office about what the important local issues are.